Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
That's right. Oh, yes, it will. Change. I thank you for tuning into the program today. And I am getting mixed up there here. Yes? Let me get my headset together here. Okay, I'm almost there. Well, greetings to you, my dear friends, and it's good to be here again on Divine Appointments. All right. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher Show. All right. My name is Maldred. And lest I forget today, Because a lot of the times I come on here, I don't like some other things that I often forget conveniently. It's like my date of birth. My date of birth just come and gone. I ain't telling you what it is. if this was personal, I would tell you. But because it's impersonal, I don't have to tell you. But since I get into my later years, and of course I can tell you, I'm over 70. I begin to develop a don't care attitude towards certain things. Well, the number one on the list is like, don't invite me to a funeral. you might start thinking that, oh, so you don't think you're going to die. That's not what motivates this attitude. It's educational. And I can let you in on a, you know, on what it is. And that is, reading the world is a textbook. And it talks about human development. If you think like when the Bible talks about Adam and Eve in a garden, of which the Bible is not really talking about reality. They are talking from reality to no reality at all. So when you hear me citing what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden, don't take what I'm saying like a preacher or somebody else quoting scripture, because scripture, as we know it, is homosexual. It's just like you say, agape love. And you think it's, of course, I mean, if you don't know anything outside of the Bible, you think agape love comes from the agape love from God in the Bible. But you don't get far enough in reading to find out that the word God in the Bible doesn't stand for civilized God. And you probably don't know that, but I'm going to tell you right now. And if you think you can bend and change the reality in what I said, I want you to call me anytime. And the number I'm giving you, call me anytime. Because anytime on this show, you call me, I'll talk to you about what you want to talk about. Because you know what? I can always talk about what I'm saying some other time, because it's always be good, okay? And always be real, unless I'm making error and need to straighten it out. But apart from that, what I say stays. It stays. Okay? All right. So, yes. You read in the world, it's a textbook that it says, it begins to show the different stages of human development and name some human creatures, not fully civilized humans, but you know, humans start from, so they say, in some part of history, you know, you got to take it a grain of salt, since we turn into AD on a domino now. All right. So what I'm saying, that I don't pay, you know, much concern over is funeral. So
So I'm telling you now, in some part of history, he's telling you when what is noted for Neanderthals. When Neanderthals, sapiens species subgroup, are something like about 30,000 years ago, they began to bury their dead. So it gives me a certain understanding about human development since when we begin to do certain things. So understanding that we do not develop from one species. In the human category, we do not come from one species. And I have good grounds to rely on that fact, that humans don't develop from one species. And so is hominid, which is the first ape-like humans, primates, level, yeah, and they develop to quite a few other subgroups that comes from hominid. Hominid is the first and spread out to other subgroups. So all of the subgroups that spring out from hominid remain, you know, because the first hominid, you can't get out of that. I mean, the bloodline is going to be hominid no matter what you do, not unless you have a different origin of species that has no taxon connection or any connection. It cannot be direct connection, right? The main characteristics that remain the identity of that species will always remain a bloodline forever, wherever it hence in existence, right? Now, so talk about a different species is like the wise sapien, and it is classified as the third level of human development. So Homo erectus is the second level in the species of hominid. Okay? So Homo erectus come directly, a subgroup from hominid, which is the ape-like first development, right? That's the first class, number one, okay, where humans begin to be counted. So hominid is the more animal human type life, and that is the species of the Europeans. And how we know that easily right now is that after 2 million years of the hominids existence, which is the beginning is in Africa, right? And 2 million years later, they develop to where they can move, you know, they were of more use to themselves, like, you know, looking for food and stuff like that. And they migrate. It is in the World History textbook that the hominid, Homo erectus, directly migrate from Africa into Europe and into Eurasia. Eurasia, Asia, and if they get into Eurasia at some point. However, directly, they went up into Europe and Asia, okay, and spread out themselves up there 1.5 million years ago. That is exclusive and inclusively of hominid and their subgroups, because there are others beside Homo erectus, but that as a subgroup seemed to develop well, and why it's probably more popular referred to and create big trouble in the world. Yeah. That's it. So, well, so I'm not getting off what I started to say. Is that I begin to be careless about certain things. So, I I'm saying what I'm talking about the Neanderthal is, you know, because of the reference to they started to bury their dead, you know, and make certain observation because they started to bury their dead. All right. I'll put all of that aside. When I now look at the life of civilized human beings who we are, sapien, we did not practice to do things like hominids did, like hate life. And that is something, or this is something that we must take seriously. And, you know, drawing from the fact that I begin to be, you know, I'll develop a don't care attitude from the way I was growing up and look at stuff. So what I'm saying to you now, what is coming to my attention now is something that I thought about before. So I'm going to say now is that we need to come out from the Bible way of thinking about Adam and Eve in a garden, because because something happened between the white people and the sapien people, things get out of hand. And the way we are supposed to understand civilization is not the way we do it. Because right now we are under AD and Adamani, that is a moon calendar stuff. And the civilized people have never been created under moon calendar. There was never any moon calendar until these Homo erectus, you know, change up and challenge and change the order of the civilized world. You see? So now that we have African hybrid ethnic people, if you don't know who are ethnic people, call me, I'll tell you. Okay? reason why I'm not quick to say certain things is that people don't call, don't do nothing. So they listen and listen and stay in their coop somewhere. And I don't feel like I should tell a person everything. I tell you what to get you out of that type of thinking that keep you down, keep you in uncivilized darkness, you see, and make you take wrong for right and right for wrong. And we need to get out of that. So I'm saying to you now that right now, there's hardly anybody who understand the human world because we don't read the information. And the information is not like something you need to go somewhere and go look for some specialist or something like that, professor or something. You don't need to do that because World History Textbook is a common textbook. You don't need to go to no college or university and no higher education to read the World History Textbook to know what happened in the past, because that's what you want to know. Like if you had a book that tells you about, you know, your roots, you know, coming back from in Africa and where did you come from in Africa and stuff like that. That would be an interesting book, right, to you? Because today people are tracing who, you know, in the diaspora trace their roots back to Africa. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is, in the world today, African people, a lot of, when I say African people, because these white people used to come from Africa too, you know, in their origin. But because they have resided in Europe, you know, it's like they grow out the idea of being called Africans. But they come from, they originate from Africa. That's what the history says. History textbook. I don't see any reason why it lies up, you know, in number of things that flows in history. So some things in don't flow in history, and you can tell these sodomite people do all kind of crazy stuff to say it's history, right? But I'm telling you that what I have found, my business is to find out stuff. Because I grew up in church where there was no reality about what they are teaching me about Adam and Eve in a garden, them, God cursed them because they disobedient, and he and his son decided to rescue them from sin, you know, all those kind of stuff, which once, you know, the reason why those things were given to us is the white people, their arrangement. And we are a young species. Don't forget that we are a young species. It's not like what the church and the Bible tell us about some prophets and all that kind of stuff. I would know unless I have a serious interest. I am objective. You know, I open up every opening, every door for me to know what is right from what is wrong. I'm serious about that. So I don't have, you know, certain interest in certain things. Not even my birthday when it comes around. Because, you know, I don't ever remember and like to celebrate, and people go to send cards for me, birthday cards and all that kind of stuff. You know, I realize it doesn't bring anything to reality. You know what I mean? That I'm always going to know how old I am, because it's not like I don't want to know that the calendar, you know, what the calendar says. I always want to know what the calendar says concerning me and my age and everything, whatever it is. So that is one of the things I don't concern about burial, you know, because whether or not, you know, nobody alive ever be concerned when they are dead, if they are buried. There's nothing there. There's no connection there, right? So once you're dead, nobody can ever blame you if you were out there and wasting away and smell and birds coming down trying to find you as nutrition. you are gone. You're detached from, you know, you're not in the, you don't live in your body anymore. Where you care, oh, you know, you have a stomachache or something like that, or a back, or a, you know, your joints are hurting you and stuff like that. When you're dead, you're dead. I mean, people are alive, you know, take up a system of burying you and bury you in style, right? So it is normal to throw a dead body, you know, in a hole that you dig and cover them up and stuff like that. I mean, just like you put your plant, you're planting things in the ground that is going to bear food and things like that. I am honest when I tell you that of late, several of my birthday come and I didn't remember it was, you know, the 16th, you know, and I roll over to the next year. So I am saying, when I come here, my mind is loaded with concerns. Because somehow, I'm not like everybody else, although it's a common saying, who is like anybody else? You can find some people who kind of think alike and think closely and stuff like that. And the same thing can be said of them. They are not like everybody else. So in that sense, you know, you have a peculiarity. And it's not like some other people don't have your type of peculiarity, because we are civilized human. Not talking about uncivilized humanity. Okay? Those that are coming from the ape-like. Because they never become naturally civilized. Hominid, Homo erectus, do not move on naturally, progressive to being civilized. No. But stipulation is, you see offspring of Homo erectus around today. The white people in Europe, those who went up there 1.5 million years ago, yeah, you see them around today. Have you ever asked why? Have you ever asked why? No, it's a good question. Why are they around today? Talking after 3.5 million years. Why white people are talking? It is so that if Marcus Garvey knew that, I wouldn't be here talking this. If Dr. Martin Luther King knew this, I see no reason why they would shot him and kill him. They shot him and kill him because they were not afraid of him. Okay? And the way they treated Marcus Garvey was because they were not afraid of him. The circumstances play out different with him. Yes, I think they were a little more afraid of Garvey than Martin Luther King. You see? So it was a easy thing for them to just, Dr. Martin Luther King out. What was he doing wrong? I mean, besides being in the church. Because we all come up in the church and don't know the church is a pig, you know, it's a pigsty. We don't know. However, to be in the church and fight against white people dominance over the hybrid people, ethnic people. You cannot be in the church and believe in Jesus and do that. Now, with all the best intention that we have, when we, you know, put in ships and carry across the water, and these white people now begin to handle us, man. You know, I mean, because you think about, they're greedy to fuck your ass. How many of us ass they fuck? It is a problem to me, yeah, of course. You might say, well, then why does it bother you? Like, are you one of them? That is not one of anything that I am. Of the things that I am, that is not one of them. Because guess what? I am a hybrid. And there is just no way I see any illustration I can be a homosexual. Now, you may say, well, you're wrong about that, because black man are married to man. You see, and Donna, you know, two men are married each other. Look on them. Look on them really good. Profile those two black men you saw marrying on Donna Hughes' show. Okay? Profile them good. And you will see that those black men marrying to each other, they were molested by white people. Look at them really good and see if they look like natural heterosexual men. No. They have skin of, you know, the African hybrid people, but you see something is wrong in their brain. You know, it's not so much, it is not how they were made up. No, it's that, you know, I mean, somebody got into their head. See, because our brain, cerebellum, that's what guide us. And anytime you make people get into your brain and mess up your thinking, you're likely to do anything. You're deranged, while your genome inside of your system has a different information. So, how often you see people think to do things that they don't feel to do inside, but they do it anyway, because their head is not working like their hard drive. You see, so your brain that can always think of different things, you have to be careful of what you think. That's why we learn to read and learn to know the difference between right and wrong. You see, but our genome, we are born with from a bloodline, and you know, you have it all in there. Now your brain was not created functioning against your inner computer. No. But the way you grow up, what you get pounded into your brain every day until you become mature with those kind of stuff. Now, I want to tell you something. Yeah. When you see the kind of situation that they call the transatlantic slave trade, we are like about 12 million African were put into ships and sent to the West for these white people who had their plan to do business. Europe is going to do business. We don't understand how that come about. And you talk about white people who are, like I said, coming from ape-like origin. They don't talk about that. They don't want nobody to know about that. And the more they distance themselves in literature from African people and begin to like take lead over us in all things. In all things. They shove aside The world is a textbook. It's just that they cannot, or they have not, abandoned the central existence of world history textbook. But what they have done in it points to they have the intention to do away with it. They would like to do away with it. They have done things in there that you're reading, and if you don't know, who is Romans that you read about in the world history textbook? Because I don't see anything in world history textbook that speak about Jews, you know, are necessarily who were Semitic people, because Semitic is a language. You see what I mean? So that don't necessarily get a central feature, you know, no more than like in the case is done to other languages, right? What I'm saying is that we see this situation, the condition in the world today, so confusing that it's difficult for people like us who were put in ships and lose the orientation of where of our indigenous development. We become estranged. All right. That don't erase our blood or our taxon. Right? Our taxon is not erased. But I tell you what, since we have to grow up and develop our brain and thinking, this is where the problem comes in, with how are you going to be raised up? What is going to bring your general computer the way you think, the way your mind, and the way you should think? You have to be taught how to think, how to behave. That it corresponds with your genome. Your inner odd drive that is programmed since you develop you're born and developing, all your development, you know, like the first 2 years, I call it the formative years, when you should be taught, you know, a certain way that has to do with your indigenous development. And your human style of development, you must see an example of it as you're growing, coming up. And they say the first 2 years as a toddler, you see the things you are supposed to see, and then you will not be a confused person. But if you have a case now where in our day, two men are taking you from a situation and raise you up as a kid. Two men. Okay? Let's say you are a girl. Can they? Two homosexual men is going to raise a girl child? And two homosexual men going to raise a boy child? Hello? Now, if you say nothing wrong with that, then something is wrong with your head. And the way you think, who grow you up? Did they grow you up? All right. Why then in history there is separation of species? Why? Why they group and separate it? It is because of the information into your hormones and, you know, the elements like our glands and organs that secrete information and transmit it all over our body. And you're talking about glands and organs corresponding together. And all connect up, go through your neck and go up to your brain up there. Okay? And, you know, I mean, life is full of distinction. And we must obey them. Our life, what is making our body function? Full of distinction, electrical, all kind of a circuit is in our system. And if we decide that we are not going to, you know, you don't grow up your children properly, they're going to have problems. Because you're putting variations in their mind that not supposed to be there. Right? How much now because people into sex so much that they don't, priority of raising children properly is not a priority to them. Sex is. Okay? Now, why the world is the way it is now? It is because of what happened. And people are thinking something different from what their genome is telling them. You see, the toxin side of us that determine the way we think and the way we feel, our conscience and stuff like that. Once that is messed up, when your head no longer contains the rule, well, it's chaos. It is chaos. People are living after a different code of conduct beside what is in history. These sodomite white people, that's what they want. Because they don't know what it is to be really civilized naturally. Okay? So they want the human civilized world to revolve around sodomy. That's what they want because they don't know no better. Now, when we drop our flap and allow them to say they are ruling government, well, you know, go down to Africa and ask them, why do they hand over the rule of government to these sodomites? Fucking ass. Ask African government that. Because for me, that's a tragedy. That's a confusion. That's like a train, you know, with about 20 coaches behind it. Just slip track and all of them just go down into the ravine down there. You see what I mean? Now, I'm trying to tell you about the way I think and the way I feel. And when I come here, what I'm thinking. Like I say, something is wrong on this planet. Something is wrong on this planet. And it doesn't matter how much airplane we are putting into the skies and how many train on the track and how many, you know, super highway we have and cars. Traffic and stuff like that. Those things don't equal one life. Don't equal one life. When I read the history that tells us about the gods that came to earth, you know, at first it begin like, you know, I'm in awe. What are you talking about? Because the church that I go to, I mean, that mean everything to me. It has to mean everything to me because I don't know anything else. But do you care about that? Are you care about your paycheck? How much money you make last year, how much you want to make this year and stuff like that? You know, if human wealth is the top priority, well, it doesn't even fall in line with what it says. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added unto you. You know, when you hear some sayings that make some sense, it even don't make all the sense, or complete sense, but whatever portion of it that is kind of good, well, it's like me. I cut an apple and, you know, I'll be too long, it begin to, like, you know, get spoiled. But, you know, even banana, too. Those fruits that, you know, began to spoil, it's telling you that, look, if you make it stay there much longer, none of it will be good. But as long as it has a portion that is edible, I hear it. I hear it, because that part is good. It's not contaminated by the other part over there. You know, slice off the part when it's good, and I enjoy the part that's good, because good is good. It's good like when it didn't start spoiling. So, I'm saying to you, you know, someone might think that, oh, that you mean you can't buy, you know, more or something? You know, what about that? Oh, what about that? I am saying to you, what concerns me is the way I was born, the source that brought me, and the construction that makes me who I am. The toxin that make me up. That's what I'm concerned about, because that is what making me tick. That I come with way, 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 way from way, way, way back in Africa, in the bloodline. That's what I'm concerned about. Listen, we are, you know, we don't have any leaves on our tree anymore. With the Bible and the church and stuff like that. We just do not. We are not conscious of who we are at all, because these sodomite white people bring us down to their uncivilized level. You see what I mean? That tells me the way I grow up and was not taught. I was not taught who I am and how I'm to be. I wasn't taught that. I mean, you know, the kind of a behavior that my parents would expect and would correct me for is as basic, too basic to be the only thing to teach me, because my life is going to be affected by a lot higher level of things than that. So give me that, but give me higher too. Okay? Listen, what I want to tell you is that when you see white people today, there are some right out there in the masses with us. Some of these people are nice people. They interbreed and they come out of the hominid level of thinking. They mix with our blood. It is wrong. It shouldn't happen. Because mixing toxin is something that must be studied and know whether or not it is right. Because the gods interbreed. Well, it's not a sexual thing. It's not interbreed. It's crossbreed. They mingled their blood with the wise sapien. Fertilization in vitro in glass tube. And here we come. We are perfect. It is a perfect human hybrid. You know, it's like a cross between donkey and horse brings a mule. And that's a perfect hybridization toxin that brings a mule, and the mule never make any trouble with nobody or with other animals. I don't see that. And the only thing they need to make them really perfect is what the gods did to make human procreate. Just because, according to the history, when we were created, bare male and female hybrid, we could not procreate. You know, it is not something that evolved out there. This is something that the gods, the scientists, are doing. And they have maximum knowledge on doing this. So you read about them and here, you know, it's just that we were not here yet. They were here and doing things, and we read all about it. But the closed-minded effect that we experience by growing up in church, these things that were to be known and not known make us feel like it's only these things that we are taught in church exist. You see what I mean? And because we were restricted by the church thinking, just a second. Thank you. Yes. Just as we see, things going on, that's all we expect. And when that's not the case, no? Yes, that's not the case at all. And it is not a good thing when you spoil something by disconnecting or other kind of application that damages the right position of something. Okay? Now, the amount of corrosion that I find the human entity, why the best of what was created, the best of what was created naturally, or like, you know, people born and raised up good, and and taken into church and there introduced a perception that is strange to their toxin, that is a disaster that can only come through ignorance. Because why would I walk across the street when I see a vehicle coming at a speed and at a distance from me? My common sense would tell me you can't cross. You cannot cross before it hits you, boy. So we have these kind of senses. We have these kind of senses inside of us to judge things and stuff like that. These senses must be developed by parents, guardians. If we don't get the right upbringing, there we don't have any provision to fix us. Because anytime you go wrong, whatever we do when we are not developed properly, it's going to be terminal. You know, we won't get a second chance. If you're going to get a second chance, it's like you get locked up and thrown in jail because of something you did. And some people didn't learn. They go into jail for something they did, and they do their time, and they come out. And then, you know what? They develop an attitude where they can't even take care of themselves. So what I'm trying to tell you is that there is something very, very serious about our condition on the earth, and we don't have anybody else but ourselves to deal with. When I look at the history that tells us where we are coming from and judge from a chronological point of view and the way life's supposed to go. And to see that, you mean my parents take me to a church where they shouldn't know anything about church at all. They should know something else. That history talks about them and, you know, people like them. Surely, I see history. History talks about people like us. And to be like us doesn't mean, you know, nappy head like mine, alone people. No, but nice nappy head girl and a nice Indian girl, nice Chinese girl, nice Hispanic girl. They are common denominator, the same. Right? But a white girl that come from a different species? I mean, subgroup under a species makes you the same toxin. It's the same toxin. So even if you are into the human family under different species, it's just the case that in sapien, in the white sapien, and Homo erectus, you don't mingle although they are, you know, ominous and even develop as a subgroup to second development, it doesn't take you out of being, it doesn't take you away from being ape-like and primate. You're still the same first form of humanity. So when the white sapien come about as the third development species, that mixture that comprise the wise sapien, that toxin, you don't mix that with the hominid ape-like primate toxin. You don't mix that. Now, when the Homo erectus interbreed Neanderthal, now this is something that you're supposed to think about and get to know it, because that's what I have to do, is think about it and get to know it real good, right? And understand the importance of us living by the rule, the toxin rule. As a matter of fact, I was reading about it last night, and toxin is law, biological law. The toxin that make us up. You understand that? You understand that? No. The condition that the world is in right now is only a residue of humanity is going to be saved. And when I say be saved, I don't mean in the Bible context of saving. No. I'm just saying the saving is like unto what we have read about the deluge, and where it could be that the civilized human species could have been wiped out, and the creator gods. Now, think about this. When I talk about the creator gods, I'm talking about what we read in history of the Elohim. Elohim is not a god in the Bible. So anytime you are into Christianity and monotheism god, you have to look and see what law you're under. You see, because the God of the Bible cannot be traced by no identity. Spirit God of the Bible has no identity whatsoever. And it is the white people then that makes up these name and designation and say what they want to say, write a Bible and make up a world. Okay? They do that. And they do that simply because they get the African hybrid people to give them the go ahead. They wouldn't be doing these things all by themselves. No. White people are not coming from any origin that empower them to do what they are doing here today. So So I'm talking about the mixing the toxin. Mixing up the toxin. I am not making it up. I'm reading what the difference is in species and subgroup of a species. You know, you have to make that distinction. All right. How do we get to where we are here today? By having white people controlling the world, something that they cannot do. What they are doing is seizing power, what they call our these mad people that get into politics and decide that, you know, they're going to control. Why do they want to control the world with everybody else according to the way they think and the way they feel? Why? That shows, that's drunk, that's being narcissistic, the corrupt mind, right? And civilized people don't live like that, plain and simple. Now, to get humanity and adjust humanity to this kind of thinking that we are thinking right now is when you mix wrong toxin. It is because we are under mixed toxin. When they interbreed with the Neanderthal, who is our species, and come and again, the double whammy, interbreed with the sapien, that we basically destroy, we get destroyed. Our cerebrum, cerebellum and cerebrum. We are damaged. We are damaged. And in some cases, it depends on a lot of things. Why some people are going to revive or come back out of that. It's not easy. And therefore, my friends, it's not a multitude of people that must determine anything. It is the law. Because when you have a whole bunch of people that come out of one neighbor societal realm and full up of all kind of a nonsense, that is not going to lead you lead us to the climate for civilized life. To mingle with white people, toxin, this is where we are here today. They looking at African people who had nothing to do with them until they come and fuck us. The history shows we never fucked them. Okay? And the way to destroy your life is to go fuck with somebody who is not like you. You see, because you troubling the toxin that is going to control that brain, and you gonna mingle up. Or I see some men, women that they're married to. You see what happened to them? They must crash, because even within a species, you will find in a subgroup that you need to find a match. You need to find a match because you have, I mean, different variation even within your own classification. So when you actually cross, you know, or breach another person's life, the toxin It's the worst thing you can do to that person. You have what they call virus, you know, and sexually transmitted. You know, and somebody know, like AIDS, somebody know they have AIDS and they, you know, they want they seek opportunity of sex with somebody who is not contaminated. And what happened there? So a lot of people dead and gone because of that. They go have sex with the wrong person, and it's not that, that it's not the same species. They could be belong to the same species, but they're sick. You know, you don't go and have sexual intercourse with somebody. Because remember what sexuality is about. You see, sexuality is is a toxin. It come in your toxin. And generally, right across the board, sexuality is not really for pleasure, you know. If you really examine the reason for sex, it's not for pleasure. Of course it's not for pleasure. There's no question asked. It's not for pleasure. There's nothing in the earth that tells you it's for pleasure. What people are doing, doing sex for pleasure, is because they're ignorant. Ignorant. Because there's no place that you can find that the origin of sex was for pleasure. No. We are all subjects by a creation. And look how sophisticated your body is. And we don't have anything to do with it. Otherwise, we would not be able to make up a body yet. You see, these human trying to make all kind of a thing that look like a human and stuff like that. And they can tinker with what is already created and make something else that look like it. But that's not what it is. To make up a brain and set it on a body and stuff like that, you know, that is not within the sphere of any kind of a human thing at all. Because human is created by a power, divine and stuff like that. And what is just like a technician that study and know certain things. So you think about the level on which we are able to think and the level on which the gods are able to think. You see, and the things that are made possible. So what I'm trying to say to you is, what is serious is what we have going on right now, where we are ignorant when it comes to our toxin, taxonomic power in the human system. You don't fuck with other people, and you don't know them. They are not a part of you. You see? Attraction that comes in, sexual attraction. It's not for pleasure. It feels so, but it's a clever way of making you have sex when you did not want to have no sex. Can you see what I'm saying? No, I can prove what I'm saying, because, I mean, how long you go and you don't feel for no sex? Now tell me, all right, you can say you go to someday and it don't matter what you see, it don't make you, it don't build no urge, right? Say you go out a day and, all right, well, let's say you're sick. Let's say you got sick. And you feel weak and you have appetite to eat, you don't have much appetite, and whatever is it that wrong with you? Without saying anything, it's not important. But let's say you sick. And you somebody who likes your sex. Right? But now you're sick. And, you know, say you sit for a good 2 weeks and the kind of effects that you feel, it never enter into your mind like you're on sex at all. Or even if it ever come to you, it's not something that you could ever think to try because you're not able to do that. What I'm trying to say to you is the fact is to prove to you that sex was not put into the system for your pleasure. It's not that. Can you see that? Hello? Hello? What I'm saying is based on what is discernible as a fact. No, you ever see you trying to have sex when you're asleep? Hello? I'm snoring too? All right. What I'm trying to say to you is this. But since sex is clearly a power in your system that operates not based upon the way you are thinking or the way you want, it is a system, intelligent system inside of it that is connected to what you eat, you know, the kind of stuff you eat, build up your testosterone and make you want sex, right? You look at population and what causes a lot of population to strive, usually because of food is available, you see? Food is available and money, wealth, you know, develop, spring. And people can afford, you know, things and stuff like that. All right. It's about what you are doing. It's not desire that you're having for sex. It's what you're doing. And, you know, you have, you know, if you have a rainy season and, you know, you spend a lot of time, you know, let's say you can't go to work and stuff like that, and you're inside and you're going to have a lot of sex now that, you know, you're not going anywhere and stuff like that. But if you were working, you would be out there working. You wouldn't be thinking about, you wouldn't be indoor and, you know, drawing up on each other and stuff like that. Look, the organs in our body is not our thing. It is the creator's thing, right? Whenever we were created and all the internet working that's in our system, why we are where we are, why we have the experience of life like we do, it is because the brain somewhere in the universe creates all things. And if you look at creatures, you should see a power behind, you know, the things that we just see commonly. And know that somebody designed that. If you think your body was not designed, look at your vertebrae, and, you know, I mean, who planned all this? You know, come right up to your neck and, you know, and you imagine that it's not like you're making something out of, like, make up a house with all the different elements to it and stuff like that. That's not the case. I mean, just as though you make a house, well, it's, think about what joins my finger, palm of my hand. And then my fingers are distinctly created and put apart. And there are a lot of science to it. My thumb and everything like that make so that you can fold your hand. You don't think that a brain decided to make a left hand and a right hand and stuff like that? You don't think so? Now, I mean, you talk about two boxers, you know, boxing and stuff like that, and what they can do, and the way they can move and things like that. You don't think that we are thinking about, you know, oh well, you know, I can box and stuff, you know, and I'm a champion and stuff like that. But do I think about where the idea come from to make up somebody like me? We don't think about that. We do not. And a lot of things slip away from us because we think so poorly about existence. Okay? Now, I think it's nothing to gain when we think so poorly and don't credit existence higher than we do. It's poor. It's poor mind, poor thinking. Right? Because if we were thinking the right way, we would keep the laws that preserve us. But we're not doing that. And then when you have a derangement like Homo erectus coming from hominid, the origin, come like 2 million years later, they going up into Europe, and then meeting Neanderthals that came over into Europe and interbreed up with them. Now, that's derangement of the law. That's violation of the law. Because Homo erectus don't have anything that is compatible for coexistence with Neanderthals. And you see what happened? Today, these white people are denying everything that they have done. Yeah. They're proud of it, but because it helps them to progress to a higher level of humanity, Their thinking is they don't care as long as it benefits them. It's just like they're fucking another man's ass, and that man is going to feel pain and he's going to have to go to the doctor and do all kind of thing to repair the damage done to his you know, to his cavity. But they who are getting pleasure from grinding away at his natural core, oh, they may even learn to love it too. With all of the pain and suffering and sickness that they are bearing, it is a culture and they have to pay a price for it. It's being a culture and they're proud of it. Listen, that's for them. Why are we to look at them like they're okay after reading in the World History textbook what they have done? Why they get to this point where they talk about, you know, they can make anything, they can break anything and make their own laws and stuff like that, and we go up to it and we come underneath it? Why we don't see them in the history book as civilized people who come into the world? Why we don't see that? All right. Now, here's another a piece of reality. I was thinking of the World History textbook. And the word history is a record of the past. Is it up for grabs for somebody to modify? No. like you have your birth certificate, is it up for somebody to take it and modify it and give it back to you? No. The way you were registered and distributed and get distribution of your birth certificate, nobody can modify that. You know, you not even you don't modify that unless something was some error or something like that, and you need it to be corrected. But apart from that, if it's correct, you can't make it more correct, right? All right. My point is this. As I am sitting here today, and I'm talking to you, I know that I am brought up in a world society where there's no, only certain things people may want to insist on. Out there in the politics, even in Jamaica where I come from, it's the white people system of government. So, you know, that's not going anywhere. That's not going anywhere except that people, you know, want to get the money and some, you know, and see if they can make up a nice little house or something like that and drive a nice car. We are here today because a world exists before our time, long before our time. And a lot of things have been done on Earth by different type of human beings. All right. Now we have this uncivilized element that spring up with the Homo erectus that comes from the hominid species. And now break off. You're talking about a whole bunch of thousands of years ago now. But the history shows that they interbreed with a different species. And that species happened to be sapiens. Now, the record that we have in science gives the evidence that taxon, a group of animals are humans, and that it specifies that it is important to keep this species apart if indeed the laws of the taxon doesn't agree. Now, why is it that there is no attention being paid by people who understand this? Why are they hugging and cloaking the existence of people practice and acceptance of violation of one species against the other? Why is that? Our brain is damaged by another species. We are no longer good. We're not good. No matter what we do, and no matter how we pretend or try hard to like elevate ourselves, the fact still remains that once you defile the other party, you weren't much of anything. You were not prosperous and and mature. You know, you add your problem. And then when you go and interbreed with this other person and they pick up stuff from you, you know, and you bring down their species down to nothing, your lineage is dead. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, when African people allow white people to come in and do this kind of stuff, Africa, I mean, I can't stand to think about this, because it's something that I clearly didn't see as a possibility. But the more and more I am understanding what happened in the world, is the more I think the only thing we can do is to fix what's wrong. And if you can't patch your tire and get it running again, well, you just appear for your doom. That's it. Prepare for your doom. But guess what? I don't see anything that tells me that I'm to put up with it. I don't see anything tells me that because I am poor and I can't read and I can't this and I can't that, that I should put up with that. Because my life is affected. And, you know, if anybody mess up my life, anything worth fighting for? I mean, fighting, you know, the word fighting just don't mean a physical match, you know. Now, law and order is an antidote for, you know, fighting and erasing foolishness. It's important. It is important. And the thing is, it's words that is in the world since civilization, because these white people, they never develop naturally to be civilized. White people are still not civilized. And the transformation that they go to Homo, to Neanderthals, because they are hominid species. They are a subgroup, Homo erectus. Okay? And a whole bunch of other things that you see they are so appearing, like they are subgroup or species or something, not Nagasa. You see, because they don't want civilized people to see the real truth that they are dealing with, you see. So they'll talk about the Nasaban and stuff like that. There was never no the Nasaban. There was no the Nasaban. But they are throwing up all kind of stuff so that, you know, since they have attained the status of being authority, a lot of assumption is sucking up what they put forward. And we forget that they are no government. They are, sodomite people, and they are not to be trusted. Oh, no, we allow them to go to Iraq and kill Saddam. We allow them to go to Libya and kill what's his name there, and because they are the power, and ask them, where did the law come from? Talk about the toxin. The white people, what kind of toxin them have opposed to what toxin? Not almost, but that almost stuff only goes to sodomite people. Well, almost nothing that they're putting into our human existence. So almost nothing. It's their own stuff themselves they're talking about. They're talking about almost this, almost that. all of these things that we are allowing these white people to put into the world as normative stuff, they need to be kicked where you can't find them. And kick, don't only refers to a mule kicking somebody. I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about attitude. When you read something and you know something, what do you do with it? You allow these people to come up and change the paradigm of the civilized world. What is that? No, so I want to ask you now, do you see white people existence in the world history textbook? They think they're big and bad and they control up everything, How did a people who did not speak for three and a half million years just suddenly start to talk as soon as African people develop into South Africa by the gods? And 100,000 years later, they are going out of Africa, and this was when the incident happened. Call it incident if you can, but this is where, you know, all of this problem began. 100,000 years ago, they were not talking 100,000 years ago. And language only comes from one source. It comes from the gods who created the hybrid. That's the channel language comes from. So there is only one exit, one entrance when it comes to the world and civilization. Now, they, because of that interbreeding stuff with the sapien Neanderthals and the sapien sapien, yes, those two subgroups, if it hadn't been for these two subgroups, these white people that go up in Europe 1.5 million years ago, they would not have any source or any means by which they could change their existence. They only changed their existence because the gods in Africa created primitive workers who later go and spread civilization over the world. I'm going to read this and let you know, because the history is here full of this information, and the reason why we are suffering is simple because nobody is looking after us but ourselves, and we go down into this diaspora from the transatlantic slave trade, that clearly, if you begin to pay attention, you have to ask a question. How did Africa get to sell us to these white people then? Okay? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if something is wrong with what's going on, then we have to look to history. And if you don't want to look to history, you must decide to die in the state that affects you in your lifetime. And if you did not contribute to that effect, if you did not preserve your existence, then you are a victim. You know, a complicit victim with what destroyed you. Now, I don't think that we should sit down and allow other people to destroy us with their trick and stuff like that. You should stop it. You should stop it. Now, the point is, are you doing the right thing? You see, how do you decide whether you're doing the right thing? If you read and you find out that language, words, use of words, only come with civilization. And when did civilization come? It did not come when they are 3.5 million years in existence. White people never have nothing. And that's too long for them not to do something, civilized. So for you now to think that, you know, oh, they're talking now. Oh, and you don't care how they're talking. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Because how long did it take? Did they teach us language? Did we go after them and try to steal what they have? No. They didn't have anything. They make stone tools. That's about it. So if you know that they could not talk 100,000 years ago, when we were 100,000 years old in creation, okay? And is there, I mean, dragging our people and interbreed up with them until eventually they start to get talking babies, and eventually the world full up of them talking. And dash the African people down into the sewer pit. Basically, that's what they are doing. They've done already, like, relegate us to not being human. Okay? So they totally remove us from being the third human development. They remove us from that and put themselves and talk about they are the first one to speak language. And they know it's not true. You see, they know it's not true, and they know that they know what happened. They know what they do because they write a Bible. Nobody know who they are and what they do more than they themselves. Since they begin to talk, this is where all the trouble come on in the world. Since they started to talk and they did not talk by themselves, it was not by natural means, right? Because they are now destroying a species, and nobody to fix it but us. So if we don't take it on ourselves to know our ancestors went astray, and the only body is going to fix it is us. All right, but the people who are involved are these Homo erectus people that is using their fluid to mess up our fluid, but they wind up talking as a result. What are we going to do? How are we going to fix that? Still go down and lie down with them and let them fuck you, and you fuck them too, and go on like that's the way life's supposed to go. What about the generation coming behind us? Now, if you want to kill yourself and go with Jim Jones, go Jonestown, and go drink in poison or something. I'm dead. Lay down. They are dead. A lot of those people would be alive here today because I am alive, and I was adult, at that time when, they were doing all of those things. The point is, if we don't do anything, these white people, they show us what they have done and what they are continuing to do. And there is no time that they expect that they are going to discontinue what they're doing. No. When they're going to take up government bureaucracy and have control over African people, when do you think we will get out of bondage from these honest fucking idiot white people? Simple, because that they have enough sense to do these things to keep some kind of a government, situation going on. You want to tell me that's good enough for us to deal with it? Why is history important? Why is history important? Answer the question. Today is Sabbath day, right? Who make up this Sabbath day? It's them. These white people. So they become instrumental. They become artistic. They become all kind of stuff. And we can't manage that. Well, look here. The law is not in their so-called government It's not in their library. their law that you talk about, like where they teach law and stuff like that and make lawyers give you license to practice law and doctorate and all them kind of things. Those things are not for Africans. Now, why do we give up this to them? And Africa is taking billions and billions of dollars from these white people in America. Now, it goes back to 509 BC coup that they set in Rome. Do you think that they could successfully remove the king of Rome, Italy? And Africa said nothing about that. Now, this is for African people to look at the condition of our existence and knowing where we are coming from in existence. And whether or not the position that we are in now, voting for these white people democracy. And we don't care that we have kingship government running in the world, you know, almost half a million years or so ago. And now they come after interbreeding with us 100,000 years ago and get education from us. Because where were they supposed to get education from, let's say, 2 million years after they were evolving? Just before they get up, leave Africa and go up into Europe. What do we know in history that they have to operate as a civilized entity? Hominid, ape-like, primates, existence. Where do we see they have anything? All right. And so, since the case is, they never spoke, bear witness in history, they make stone tools. Now, I mean, is it the blessing of the Lord for them to come now and go in on the sapien Neanderthals? And they still never get to talk there. They only look better, like better human beings. But then that is like about some 40,000 years before, I mean, going back 100,000 years, and then 40,000 years going backward begins. It was the end of the interbreeding cycle, which begins 100,000 years from where we are today, right? They spent 40,000 years fucking the Neanderthals on getting a different generation out of them. That today, they do not disavow that fact, because it is well set out in history. 40,000 years that they have been interbreeding with the Neanderthals. Right? And so, when 40,000 years ago, the World History Book tells us that we were migrating out of Africa, remember, it was only some of us. Because by then, it's a lot of us. By then, over the past, the previous 100,000 years that we were, you know, we start to bear children and live in villages. So some of us migrating out to other places. And that was when the interbreeding took place. Okay? Yeah. Because we begin to dispersing and these people come around and behave whatever they did, I mean, because they've been around like 3 million years or 3.5 million years or something like that. You see, so they have a way tame, you know, like, because different people are having sex with dogs now. Come on, man, come on. You see, and people want to cuddle up with all kind of animals and stuff like that. So you can understand why they get to interbreed with some of our people. Because the people here today are, you know, are intimate with animals, you know, so we understand, I mean, those kind of a foolishness take place, right? So, it's all no better, do better. The point is this now, when something gone this wrong, you see? When something gone this wrong, how do you fix it? It's not, you see these guys, Marcus Garvey and Dr. Martin Luther King and, you know, Malcolm X and all these guys, and they don't do nothing to these white folks. Because what the history is and the truth that is there and the position that we must hold pertaining to law and order of society, when we remove from that, we give it to them to do whatever they want to do. And it seems like African, these guys that over there clearly is ignorant. It can't be anything else but ignorance, underdeveloped, and what they know from what they don't know. They give up everything to these guys and begin to take money, you know, I mean, the amount of money that they are getting, it shows no other country can get them kind of money there. What Africa is taking from them. You're talking about like 41 or 40 more billions, not millions, but billions. They are taking from the United States to treat us the way they are treating us, man. And if you think like, oh, well, what can you do? What can you do? You know what? The power God gives to us is in history. Okay? And there is just no way that we are unprotected if we live the way they tell us to do. And since I begin to read and find out, I begin to be real. Okay? And the way things are going is that if you're not going to go out there and try to fight with weapons and stuff like that. By the way, the weapons that they are using is not theirs either. These are weapons began to be made in the Bronze Age. And they couldn't make nothing, I mean, not even soft bronze they couldn't make. But today, they got it all because we make it, and they take it and be it for themselves. But look, they are not in any position to rule. Not even, you know, not even sandfly. These white people, not in a position to rule. They can go rule themselves in Europe, but not us. You understand what I'm saying? Not us. And we don't have to lift a BB gun at them. You see what I mean? But you can't go to their church. You can't believe in their church. Get some sense about your own history. But as long as you're going to go worship the Jesus and stuff like that, they have, I mean, it's a dead. That's a dead thing. You see, but we have the grandeur of history that put us to live by the law that the gods teach us. The gods teach us the way to live. And these folks don't want to have nothing to do but to accumulate wealth and bring everybody under their sodomite ways. That's not the truth. So what am I, what are we supposed to do? Is learn the truth and live the truth and let them go suck salt. You see what I mean? Because the gods know what to do with them. They will protect us. They will protect us. If you don't think it is real, why are all these things established in the world? And these sodomite white people, for millions of years, were not able to make not even the slightest object that we could say, yes, nobody else could do it but them. No. You know, they demean everything that the gods, the Elohim, they create on planet Earth and claim to feed them God in the Bible. And by you believe that, oh, your God is in the Bible. Oh, they do anything to you. Anything to you. If you know and you can bust them, I tell you what, they'll find someplace else to go nest themselves and not our place. Our position is to get out of the churches, but you have to have some sense to get out of the church, because that's all you are taught. We have our history to do. These people read our history and know our history all through already. That's why they write Bible and talk all these whole bunch of books and give it to us, you know, for us to believe in order so they can do what they want to do with us. They must have the might. They must have the might. Okay? And you will see gradually, these sodomites will go right down to the dust where they belong. Okay? Let them call out of the dust when they get there. Because you know what? Remember, they have no pity, no pardon on the African people. For no reason, put us down like we did and that. After they fuck, you know, our ancestors. Right? And make us nothing. And they will find out it was the wrong thing to do. We did not bother them. They get everything from us after they are like from almost 4 million years, never go up to no higher level than Homo erectus, make stone tools. They don't have anything. You go and search and see, what did they do in Europe for 1.5 million years? You come and find out. If you think I'm wrong, and if you think I'm going to fall down and these guys are going to do whatever they want to do with me, you're not going to live long enough to see that. Because these are sodomites, these are faggots. Okay? And they have nothing to do with the gods themselves. Okay? The gods are expecting us to find the tune and play. Okay? Who is the king of heaven? It's Anu. And if Anu is not hearing me right now, why wouldn't he be hearing me now? Doing what I know benefits us. It is our existence that I am talking about. These white people don't have no existence but a sodomite existence. And what they are looking like now is not themselves. They are looking like us. Basically, yes, in clothes. Made of cotton or whatever else. But they did not create none of that. They did not create none of that. They are not listed in the world history textbook as civilized people. Neither. And the Bible that they are using as authority has no historical academic consultant and teachers, reviewers. No one authenticates Adam and Eve in a garden as a real story. So what are African people doing with the Bible? All right. This is where our origin of civilization starts. In the history, officially, Zacharias' origin, when time began. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. Revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zacharias Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. And my friends, I hope that say about history and the Bible, I hope it affects you, because how are you going to live with the confusion of following a Bible that has clearly no authentic academic endorsement that Adam and Eve was ever in a garden that the Bible is talking about? Why you'd not rather go read your history that is a record of the past? This is not a record of the past here, that they are using the Bible and cite about Genesis so and so and Genesis it's all fuckery, homosexual fuckery. What they're talking about in Genesis creation story, they're barefaced. White people come out, their toxin don't mingle with ours. Otherwise, this is what you get. The kind of world that you see we have here today. Where people don't know anything else than try to mingle up with white people. I don't see people trying to mingle up with Chinese. I don't see they're trying to mingle up with Indians. What I see is that they target the darker skinned people, even though they try to like talk against you and everything like that. But you know, haven't you seen a lot of these white women are with like the darkest man maybe on the planet? Yet still, you don't see them running down the Chinese or running down the Indians, because a lot of Indians are dark complexion. So if you don't get an education to guide you to live the way you're supposed to live, what do you think is going to happen? You will stagger and fumble and grope against the wall in the church, because that has no civilized knowledge whatsoever or a place to put you, none whatsoever. And you're going to sit there and talk about you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, and you don't learn the knowledge to put your life where you need to live on that frequency. All right. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in and want to like say let's sing a little tune. It's Peter Tosh, Equal Rights and Justice. Let's listen to him.
Yeah.
Okay. That's equal rights and justice. This gentleman, Peter Tosh. Okay. All right. Now, let's come on down to seem like this All right. Now, my friends, I have to just explain the situation here because it makes no sense to me to see sodomy, the white people take over. I'm looking at what happened, and of course, I have not had a clear sense of African role that I am seeing now to be the case where nobody authorized the government of the gods to cease, and so that there is no other power on earth but these sodomite people. So what I'm looking at is that we are witnessing in history our own government totally, abandon the gods, establishment on earth, leave a civilized world to homosexuals, to ransack it and destroy all the goodness of the gods. No, I want to go up on a housetop. Because this is not making no sense whatsoever. No, it's not. It's just not making any sense. And I don't see myself as saying, well, but what can you do? No, I see what to do. Because white people don't have any power to rule. It was never given to them. It's something they seize. You see, and nobody has taken them to the judgment stand. You know what I mean? And I totally drive them out. Because you have to have authority to do things. And what they say they are doing now is like they have a constitution, is a symbol of power. Where they get it from? Let Africa tell you. Because they are collecting billions and billions. Instead, they become industrious, pattern themselves off the gods who came to earth and the kind of stuff they have done to the earth and make it a pleasant place for life, civilized life. It's not for sodomite life. What the gods did was not for sodomite. Nothing in world history that points to that. Now, after the gods make up civilization, these faggots must come in and take it all over at the help of, our own government. So now that means that anybody can come in and raise hell on earth, and we don't have the higher power to deal with it. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. And I am telling you, we see and we know what is the problem. I've been talking and telling you. And if you don't want to be apart from what is real, and you want to go take on these white people who come in and like, oh, they are the angel of light, they have everything. They don't have anything. Anything they have, they stole it. Anything white people have, They are not coming from an origin with anything. They are in history, and there is nothing to help them. It doesn't matter how they can talk and what they set up, and they think that is supposed to make them reign. No, I mean, what I know disqualify them from reigning, and this is exactly what's going to rain on them. You see, a lot of force to destroy them, no matter what they think they are. They already know that the God rule and direct the world. Well, the God who stand and watch them do what they want to do, well, you know, I mean, they know exactly what time it is. It is up to them, right? Because all they have to do is just light our fire and say, look, guys, come on, you've been sleeping, wake up now. You got to attend to this business, okay? Behave like you are the civilized people that they created. We have everything. Why are we, you know, devoid and leave up ourselves to them to defile and destroy? You see, because destroy we must if we don't do the right thing. This is the time to do the right thing. Stay home. Don't go to no church, because going to church is going to destroy you, especially at this time. This is not the time I'm growing up and don't know what to do and nobody not saying anything. This is time when people are saying things. But everybody, you know, has their measure of ability, right? So do I. I am doing what is in my ability to do. I can't do what some other people do, right? So I am doing what I am supposed to do. These fucking white people, they must leave our territory, and I mean that. Okay? That's a fact. How it happens? It happens on the God's timeline. That's how I see. And whose calendar? Violated by hominid erector species. Fucked. Wise sapien sapien. It's not no homo sapien. I don't see where no homo sapien fit. I don't see no homo fit to homo sapien. Homo sapien sapien. You know, they are doing a lot of things to mess up our thinking a lot. And, you know, I now I'm realizing I must pay more attention to stuff, because there's no such thing. I look at the word homo, what homo means, and it first means homosexuality. You know, so I realized, oh, they are fixing us up. Yeah? And that's what I see. I'm working on the title here that, you know, I have to clean up. So the title of this edition is Anu's Calendar, which is the first sun calendar. I'm telling you that there is no calendar in the context of worldwide calendar and civilized calendar. There is no moon calendar. Okay? If there is any calendar written in civilized jurisdiction, because I'm not talking about these Europeans who think they can go anywhere and set up them thing and call it whatever they want to call it and rule African people anywhere they are. It's a bunch of, you know, nothing don't go like that. We don't have a history for white people ruling anywhere in black territories. Nowhere in world history textbook. Oh, just know that. I'm not the only person who sees this. No, I'm not the only person who sees this. And I'm not calling for help because I'm not calling for help. I'm just making identity that there are other people who are suffering because, you know, somebody who's supposed to play a part, let's say like I grow up and find myself in this situation and never ever anybody like confront me with it. But, you know, reading that everybody is doing, I just come to find out that there is something deeper to reading. Yeah. Deeper to reading. And you can go on out there and try to make a lot of money and live your life and think like that under the white people's system. At the end of the day, you're losing. You see, you're losing the substance of civilization. You know, substituting, you know, delusional stuff for what's real. And that's, you know, it will never work for people who are seeing. So I'm saying here now, Anu's calendar violated by hominids, these white people, Homo erectus, you see? Homo erectus species, them. Yes, what they do? They fucked the wise sapien. You see? Yes, that's what they do. And have T-E-L-K-I-N-G. And have talking babies. This is what happened. This is what happened. That's what they did. And that is a breach of the King of Heaven, the calendar that they create on earth, around which celebrations are performed every year. You could read that, you know, in the Babylonian and Sumerian. And understand what used to happen before our time. But those things are happening, and the history is here for us to read and know. We don't follow these, I mean, honest white people, I mean, I come from primates, and they don't like to tell us that we are coming from primates too, bungle up on the dear God of the Bible. Toss the Jesus God Bible. Pass it somewhere, okay? Because they, you know, that's what we are supposed to do. We don't leave up the provisions that is made for us to them. Oh, so you know, it's like over the past 100,000 years, you know that these people began to talk, you right? But account for the 1.5 million years they are up in Europe and no talk, and 2 million prior to that. You know, you are getting a solid 3.5 million years that they didn't talk. You know, no wonder nobody is trying to pay me any attention, because look, somebody may say, I'm ahead of my time. No, you know, I'm not ahead of my time. I'm behind time. The knowledge in history that I am talking about right now, it's been here for how long ago? You know, it doesn't make any sense to say I'm ahead of my time. No, are like people not ready for that? Will people ever be ready for anything? What made yeah, I have to be doing some editing here, because this prefix is wrong that I have here been going by, and that is it's so awful, you know, to know that I myself grew up into darkness. Yes. However, you know, Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. All right. So what made the wise wives sapiens different from the homo? No, again, from the all right. Now, I think I have this right. What made the wise sapiens different from the wise sapiens? All right. The wise sapien is the first subgroup. From the sub, yes. The difference between wise sapien and the subgroup wise sapien Neanderthal. If you look carefully, you will see that what is causing the confusion is because we have been reading information that these white sodomites who say they take over, do you know they take over America completely? Like they take over Palestine, you see, and have their own law that they make up, that they can kill you, you know, and nothing to it. That's what they do, simply because we fail to remove them. And to remove them is to point out that their AD Anno Domini doesn't represent civilized law. That's all there is to it. And we allow them to come and mow us down. Okay? What is history for? They don't have the history of themselves. They don't want to even talk about themselves. Because they're coming from where, I mean, ape-like origin started. That's where they're coming from. Primates level of humanity. That's where they're coming from. All right? Now, so I'm telling you what made the difference or what makes the difference. What makes the difference? No, what makes the wise sapien different from the subgroup wise sapien Neanderthals? In the World History textbook, when you read it, you will find out that when 250,000 years ago, right, and this makes it easy to identify the distinction between the Neanderthals comes from the parent wise sapien. Okay? So the Neanderthals is the first subgroup, comes from wise sapien 250,000 years ago. Okay? So I hope you understand this. This is at the bottom or at the top or the bottom, you may say, of the confusion on why things are not going on right in the world. And you get scattered by all of these splinters and of confusion, you will never be able to get it right. You will never have life right. All right. Well, since I'm devoted to reading and to find out, this is what I'm trying to tell you now. We here today as ethnic people, are they called black people? It embodies Chinese, Indians, and all of the non-European Homo erectus people. All right. The going back in time and where our creation begins with ethnic people. That's the guide. That's the template to use. All right? So how wise sapien came about? It came about when 250,000 years ago, wise sapien species originate in history. That's what is written there. That's how we came about. The sapien species all together came from the wise sapien. You get that right? Our original ancestors that created civilization, it came from the wise sapien 250,000 years ago. If you want to tell anybody, I think it's as simple as that. 250,000 years ago, the new species called wise sapien came in and gave subgroup Neanderthals. And after that, they also gave the wise sapien. So we and the Neanderthals are brethren. We are brethren, like two brothers or whatever you want to call us, two sisters or whatever it is. Whatever you want to, or way you want to see it. But yes, it's like brother and sister, or sister and sister, or brother and brother. Coming from the subgroup, not the subgroup, but from the ancestor, wise sapien, who begot these two subgroups. So when you have the white people who belongs to hominids, and went up into Africa, into Europe, as hominid, Homo erectus. And when they go and jump on our sapien Neanderthals, that was a violation of our species. Whatever is going on in the world today is the reason, cause the problem today, what these white people did, and covering it up with a Bible. They're covering up what they did, interbreeding with the Neanderthals. And while you say you're about Neanderthals, I never feel any like they are my relative or not like that. But now I'm finding out, reading more and more keenly, I find out this is the relationship. And this is what we're supposed to know. Because it shows that that people will take what is yours if you can't identify what is yours. All right. So in the history now that we are overlooking and have these white people sodomize, all their aim is to fuck our body, This is our relationship that we must separate ourselves. When we think of who we are and what is our possession, we need to know this. Okay? They have nothing to do with us. They are not family to us. The interbreed with them, though, is not counted. They must go where they are with their own baggage. Don't bring it come to us, because that is demanded right now. Texonomic is law. Texan is law. It divides us. So when they come jump and, you know, and fuck us out and like it's all right, and now they get talking babies. They are talking now, and they don't have anybody to come on the scene and say, hey, no, this is not going to work. You got to get out, right? And then the gods will come and laser them if they don't. We have every single thing, the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our existence. Our existence is linked to the workings of the forces of nature. And that's what is going to happen heretofore, what have we been experiencing? These sodomites, working gradually ever since 100,000 years ago, working hard to make sure that they remove the civilized barrier so that they can, you know, run us over and roughshod us and everything like that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Our relief, you know, is right in front of us. We have it. It is the power. We don't invoke it. We lose it, right? So that's the difference between wise sapiens, and the subgroup wise sapiens, Neanderthals. All right. I move ahead. The time is running fast. The first prehistory civilized anatomic wise sapien. Imagine, I have to be like correcting, you know, this wise sapien. Yes. Wise, yes. The first prehistory civilized anatomic wise sapien. Wise human being appeared in Africa 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence shows some began to spread outside Africa about 100,000 years ago. That's, my friend, this is taken from the World History textbook. Okay? And it identifies us, and yet still nobody will pay it any attention. This is what our existence hung on. How can you slip a link out of the chain? And of these white people out there talking all kind of garbage in America. America is their country. We don't belong here. You know? But they're allowed to talk it because Africa sell us out to them. We can't be sold out. You're crazy. Texan, you can't sell our Texan. You see, our taxonomic energy, you can't interbreed it with nobody else. Okay? All right. So, when I tell you about leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, and that's when the interbreeding began, check right there and see what kind of tongue those white people are having. They only start getting, after they start getting these babies that talk, and they realize that the value of it was, and that they could get education and everything like that, talking like us, And that's what they did. And this is where we end up. It's a whole lot of diligence that we have to discover what they have done. And if we can't discover what they have done, then we perish, you don't see. We have the intellect to use. All right. So it goes on to say, Anu's calendar violated by hominid erector species. Humans fucked. You know, they fucked. What they did is fuck the wise sapiens, the base, you know, the original. Then the mute. Wait a minute. No. All right. So the Anu's calendar is violated by the hominid erectus species. When they violated the calendar, the annual calendar is violated by hominid erectus species when they fucked wise sapiens. That is in Neanderthals. Yes. That's what they did. The hominid erector species, you know, they violated the annual calendar when they fucked wise sapien Neanderthals. The mute, 3.5 million years, Europe's hominid erector species, violated violated the sapiens. Violated wise sapiens. How did the hominid spoke first civilized language? When did it? When that happened? Homo erectus may have been the first human species to leave Africa. Fossil remains show this species had expanded its range into southern Eurasia by 1.75 million years ago. Their descendants, Asian Homo erectus, then spread eastward and were established in Southeast Asia by at least 1.6 million years ago. After the first early dispersal Africa, various other groups of early humans spread out of Africa as their populations grew. These dispersals were not regular or constant, but instead occurred as waves of dispersal during periods. Berwick and Kromisky, therefore, suggests language emerged approximately between 200,000 years ago and 60,000 years ago. What were the earliest tools created by hominids? The earliest Stone Age began with the most basic stone implements made by early humans. When were bronze tools invented? 3,500 BC. That's what they're saying. It's a lie. In the BC? No. When did bronze tools invented? Oh, this could be true. When were bronze tools invented? It could be true. It's in that period, you know. Yeah. Around 3,500 BC, the first signs of bronze usage by the ancient Sumerian. Yeah. Right? So you see, Europe don't invent nothing soft, not even soft. You know, only stone tools they make up to that time. So, and they are up in Europe 1.5 million years. And now when we came around, that's when bronze began to be made. You see what I mean? Now, see the things that I'm telling you, if you look at history, you'll find the fact. Okay, there are some more that I want to bring to you here, and I will have to go to another page and find Okay, come on now. And we are 9 now, come on, it's 219, yes. No. All right, can I get it here? Yes, I can get it here too, but I don't have to go inside. All right, so now we are saying that all right, around 3,500 BC, the first signs of bronze usage by the ancient Sumerians. You're Sumerian, you know, it's not European. Okay? This is serious business. Mm-hmm. All right. And so, all right, in the Tigris Euphrates, all right, we are not being good stewards of the legacy of history, my friend. And we have these white people come in and, you know, how do they get, established government? If this is the case with the Bronze Age and everything of government was set up long before they come about. So how do they come on top? So they're setting up government. Okay. So, yeah, so this appear in the Tigris, Euphrates Valley in Western Asia. One theory suggests that bronze may have been discovered when copper and tin-rich rocks were used to build campfire rings. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? These old bunch about someone, one theory is. And all this kind of foolishness. You know, they are trying to sink themselves into something where they don't belong, man. You see? They didn't make anything, and yet still they're still coming on like they have something to do with civilization. And nobody is pushing them back. Nobody is pushing them back. You know, and allow them to set up church and set up dominion on earth. Like, you know, they're a part of civilization. And all they do is destroy civilization. It's time to get them out, man. Get them out. Don't talk about that. Okay. Okay, your episode has